Well, if you've ever cast a spell from one of the Harry Potter books in the hope that it would work, this story is for you. A priest at a Catholic school in the US state of Tennessee has banned the books, warning that students who read the words of spells might indeed call up spirits. He's not the first religious leader to condemn the teachings of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. As Catholic historian Dr. Paul Collins explained to our reporter and Harry Potter enthusiast Isabel Rowe.
Blimey, Harry, didn't you ever wonder where your mum and dad learned it all?
Learned what?
You're a wizard, Harry.
I guess initially, Paul, this is a belief that some people clearly have, and I've come across it myself. What sort of parts of the religious sect around the world might believe that Harry Potter is bad because it talks about witchcraft?
Well, it'll normally be the fundamentalist end of the spectrum. You will find it to a certain extent within Catholicism, but I think it's more likely to occur among fundamentalist Protestants, fundamentalist evangelicals. Mind you, of course, the Church has always been struggling, particularly right through the Middle Ages and on really into the 17th and 18th centuries, against witchcraft and all types of natural religion.
Where did that clash come from, that religious people thought that witchcraft was bad?
Well, it essentially comes from the missionary attempts of the churches. It was, if you like, a struggle for the soul of a rural people. Witchcraft, natural religion, belief in natural symbols, all of those things really lasted in Europe right through, and this is something that's not generally known, but it did last right through, as a number of historians have shown, right through until the 18th century.
Wingardium Leviosa.
You're saying it wrong. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Harry Potter books are obviously fiction, but are there some people who think somehow by saying the Harry Potter spells out loud that it will actually happen? Because I've tried it and it doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, the simple reality is that Harry Potter books have taught an enormous number of children and young people who wouldn't naturally be readers, has taught them to read among our grandchildren. They have been something that they've been tremendous. There's absolutely nothing wrong with them. It develops their imagination.
Isabel Rowe with that report.